proclamation number 8913 dated the January 17th, 1965. About the origin of evil. Surely you don't believe that I will instruct you wrongly if you so sincerely appeal to me for truth. Remember my words, if you, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall I give my spirit to them that ask me? Hence you do not write down your own thoughts, but they are given to you by my spirit, and always in a way so that you can also understand the meaning, so that you need not fear that you are being misled. The information you receive from above is to be clear and understandable for everyone. It must not include contradictions and completely openly describe my nature so that not even the slightest doubt will arise in you. You, who live on earth as a human being, are the spiritual beings which once fell away from me. Your thinking became confused due to your apostasy from me. You accepted all evil characteristics from my adversary. Your nature became ungodly, thus it was in contradiction to mine. These ungodly qualities had to be eliminated from you again, which was achieved by the infinitely long path through the creations. Hence you had already attained a certain degree of maturity when you were allowed to incarnate on earth. But then, in your state of awareness, you also realized, with good will, your great distance from me and therefore had to overcome your bad characteristics yourselves which, however, I myself had not implanted in you but which, as a result of your apostasy from me through my adversary's influence, were still inherent in you. You had to bear the consequences since you voluntarily accepted that which is evil from my adversary. This truth will irrevocably remain. I myself certainly created you such that you were able to feel what was good and what was bad. I myself created you such that you were able to desire good as well as bad. But I did not compel you to accept evil within yourselves. Nevertheless, you desired it with the result that you still incorporate all evil instincts within yourselves in earthly life which my adversary once transferred onto you, and that you have to fight against and finally prevail over them. You cannot assume that I myself was the origin of evil, otherwise you would have to regard the whole plan of salvation as a defective piece of work, although it was, in fact, a work of supreme perfection. At no time ever can something originate from me which I classify as a sin against me. Consequently, if you have sinned, you must have violated my law of eternal order, and you must, as far as it is possible for you, atone for your sin in earthly life yourselves. But you can never say that I myself created you the way you are now as a human being, if you refer to the flaws and vices you have to fight against. This contradiction is so obvious that you should have recognized it as such and rejected it. Indeed, I created the human being, but the essence is the soul which was already able to repel many ungodly qualities during the infinitely long process before. It is the once fallen original spirit which still has to bear the consequences of its apostasy until it is redeemed from its original sin, but which nevertheless has to deal with the cravings my adversary implanted in it in order to completely unite itself with me, its Father of Eternity, from whom it once emerged in a supremely perfect state. My word from above is truly given to you such that it is comprehensible to you, and nothing else is expected of you other than that you accept it as truth. Yet I wisely left the scribe in ignorance of the scriptures so as not to cloud his perception and only to transcribe that which I consider of great significance in view of the end, because precisely these questions will be the cause of heated discussions. However, It should not be underestimated that people rather choose to believe in a supremely perfect God, and that every virtuous person feels repulsed to imagine God as the bearer of evil too. The point is that I don't want to gain worldly scholars but those who are of good will. But how can the many quotations be explained from which the reader derives the impression that I myself can be compared with evil? This is a satanic question and an opportunity where he can most easily slip in, and the human beings will only too gladly fit in with his will. No one else is better suited to being of assistance to him than my John when Satan asked him the same question. Bishop Martin, chapter 197 to 198. And thus my John will now get to work by igniting a bright light for you which no one will be able to extinguish. He will explain the contradiction to you which, however, is no contradiction. All his beings emerged from God, therefore he did too. The greatest and most powerful spirit, whom he created for himself in order to possess a mirror image of himself into which he was able to constantly radiate his strength of love and which was also returned. Hence he created an image of himself which he endowed with all abilities so that there was no difference between him and the created work other than the fact that he himself was the source of strength but his creation was the recipient of strength. Therefore the first created spirit, Lucifer the bearer of light, was also, emanated strength which was externalized by God as the first visible being and which afterwards also remained visible for all successive beings until his fall. However, it was not yet God's opposite pole, for it neither possessed anti-divine characteristics nor anti-divine feelings. Instead it was aglow with burning love for him, sharing the same will as God's will. Here, too, satanic cunning is instantly recognizable. The fact that he transfers the moment of apostasy from God to the act of creation in order to portray God as being responsible and himself as being created in this way. After all, think about this seriously. How can an opposite spirit to God, hence one which is different from God himself, not be called anti-divine? In other words, how can a true opposite, thus being different than God himself, not be called ungodly? Lucifer only became his opposing spirit after an incredibly long time, when, motivated by the host of created original spirits, he began to change his will and thinking capacity. Yet this infinitely long act of beatitude preceded his apostasy, and these ungodly characteristics emerged out of him, and it was not that God had placed them into the created being, which could only have been created as God's mirror image. This advice, too, was necessary in order to provide utter clarification that it was not God who is the source of sin, and that, without any doubt whatsoever, his works emerged from his love and therefore could not have been anything else but perfect, i.e., good and supreme perfection. You must be able to understand the revelations from above, or you must assume that you are already externally influenced if something incomprehensible is offered to you. For God conveys his word to earth in order to enlighten you. And only where you really receive light will you also be able to recognize God himself as the source. But then you will also know for certain that you are living in truth, because he will not leave those in spiritual darkness who entrust themselves to him and appeal to him to receive the truth. Amen.